busy already, Adam.
Yeah, just stacking these ready for the pickers. You're up early again.
Oh, still can't sleep.
Ah.
I've been for a walk around the lake. Everywhere looks so perfect.
Mum.
And it's all going to be ruined.
Come on.
You know, I've thought about telling Alice. Thought about nothing else for the last 2 months. But now it's here. She's going to be devastated.
Of course she is. At first.
Why just at first? It's going to completely destroy her world.
She'll survive. People cope with far worse things.
Do they? Even at her age?
Younger.
I don't know. Oh, this last week, just waiting for Siobhan to die. And now it's happened. And Brian's still not coming back for another week.
You've got me.
Oh, I know, darling. Oh, I'm so grateful. I used to fantasize about it, you know. Her dying. When I first found out about her and Brian.
I think that's probably natural.
But I didn't think about Rory, though, did I? And now, she's going to be more with us than ever, isn't she?
Mum, I wish there was more I could say or do.
No, you can't. It's Brian who needs to be here. I can't do anything till he gets back.
No. Well, look, I mean, I can keep you busy all week, if that'll help. But if you just want time to think, that's fine too.
Well, I can't just do nothing. What about the farmers' markets?
I can cover them some other way.
Maybe. I'll see.
Oh, hi, Mum. I thought I'd be the first one up.
Alice, you're early.
Yeah, scary, isn't it? You shouldn't even know this time of day exists.
This is what happens when you don't go out on Saturday night and get wasted.
Or if you can't sleep because your head's full of stress. I'm going to take Tolly for a nice long hack.
Oh, he'll love that.
I'll be back for church. Don't go without me.
No. All right, darling.
It's come on well.
Yeah, it has.
Should be a good crop.
Even so, I'm not sure why we bother with it. It's a lot of trouble.
Oh, come on, we've been into this. It's very useful having a few small bales.
You sure it's not just nostalgia?
Me, nostalgic? Don't know the meaning of the word.
Hi, you two. Oh,
Elizabeth.
Hey, hi.
Hello.
You'll be cutting this soon, I suppose.
Midweek, if the weather's right.
Looks lovely.
Nigel's meadow must look beautiful now.
Yeah, it's lovely too. We had a walk up there when I got back. Thanks for your message, David.
Oh, well, but I was going to come and see you. Didn't have to come all this way.
No, it's okay. I'm on my way to see Mum and Dad after church.
Oh.
Was it very bad at the end?
We weren't there when Siobhan actually died. I wish we could have been.
Sorry.
I'd managed to have a little word with her the day before, so it was... Well, I'm glad I went.
I'm sure.
How is Brian?
Pretty bad.
And Rory?
Oh, David, it breaks your heart.
Do you think he understands at all?
You think he's taken it in, and then he says something... It's just so awful.
When's he going to be coming here?
Not for a couple of weeks.
And the funeral's...
Friday.
That's Nigel's...
Birthday, yes. It can't be helped.
Are you both going?
Yes.
He must be worried about you.
I'm all right. I told Brian, by the way, that you were thinking about him.
See, I feel so bad. What a time to tell him that he couldn't talk to me about Siobhan.
He talked to Nigel.
Yeah, I know.
I'd better go. They'll be out of church soon.
Yeah, okay. And look after yourself, right?
I will. Bye.
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 She looks really washed out.
Yeah. Well, if Nigel's going to the funeral, I suppose that sort of lets me off the hook. I've started to wonder if I should go to be there for Brian, you know.
Right.
I'll still ring him, though. He may not want to talk to me, but...
I'm sure he will.
I just want to let him know that... You know, that he can...
Jennifer?
Oh, morning.
I've come to find Mum and Dad. Are they...
Your father's still playing. And I think your ma's got trapped by Jean Harvey.
Well, that could take some time. Look, I just wanted to say, over the next few weeks, if there's anything Nigel and I can do to help,
Elizabeth,
all you have to do is ask. I mean it.
Well, thank you.
And I know... Well, I know it's been impossibly hard for you, but I think it's amazing what you're doing, really.
Elizabeth, would you mind if I didn't...
Mum, you don't have to hang on for me. I'm going to head back to Amy's.
Oh, all right. Oh,
hi, Elizabeth. How are you?
Fine. Thanks. How are the exams?
Oh, I'm trying to forget about them for today.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Will you be having lunch at the vicarage?
Yeah, as soon as Alan can get away. He's talking to someone about Siobhan Hathaway. Did you hear she died?
Yes.
She'd been ill for a little while, I think.
It's horrible. Anyway, I better get back to the store. We're really busy. See you later, Mum.
Yes.
Bye.
Bye, darling.
Bye. Gosh, that was awkward.
Awkward? Elizabeth, everybody's talking about it.
Well, I suppose they're going to.
There's already so much gossip. And if Alice makes the connection with Brian being away...
I'm sure she won't.
Well, I'm glad you can be so certain. Look, this is hard at the time, all the place.
Of course, Jennifer, I'm sorry.
To be honest, I can't believe you thought it was all right to even broach the subject with Alice so close. Oh, have some sense, Elizabeth.
Why do we always leave these jobs till the last minute?
If I could have £5 for every time you said that, I could buy us a new tedder. You ready for the new tine yet?
No, the old one's so twisted I can't get it off.
Only I should go and start the lunch. How many more you got to do?
Five.
Okay. Hey, did you hear about Steve Chew?
What, Loxton, Steve?
Yeah. Pat told me yesterday when I went for the ice cream. He's sold up.
No.
A couple of months ago. Sold the herd.
Oh. But Steve's been in Derry as long as we have. Longer.
Sign of the times.
Oh. I'll have the new one, please.
There you go.
Thanks. Well, what's he going to do now, then?
Bit of beef. Bit of relief milking.
Oh. Not the same, though, is it? It's running your own place. Handing it on.
No.
I mean, our cows are milking okay. Some days better than others.
You're so funny.
Hiking the milk price would be nice.
We can dream. People seem to be more aware of prices these days anyway.
Nothing's changing fast, though, is it?
Maybe we should do what the NFU and the rest of them are always telling us. Promote our products better.
We do. We've got Hassett Hills and the beef.
I know, but I feel a bit bad. You know, with Farm Sunday coming up and everything, we should be doing more.
Yeah, have you seen the posters on the Felpersham Road? There's a place over there opening for Farm Sunday.
Maybe we should go along, show a bit of support.
I can't, I've got the cricket.
I could take Pip. It'd be good for her to see another farm.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see how they do things. And how they cope with the public wandering around, you know, just in case we ever do anything similar.
Do you think we should?
Well, there's all this talk about the year of farming and the countryside, isn't there? Every school kid's supposedly got to visit a farm from September.
So it might as well be here.
Surprise.
Adam.
Yeah, I thought I'd come and have lunch with you, if there's any on the go.
Oh, hadn't really thought about lunch.
No, I thought you might not have done.
Alice is still at the vicarage.
I know. So I knew you'd be on your own. I'll fix us some salad or something, shall I?
Oh, can you spare the time?
Of course.
Well, you don't usually stop.
Well, it's about time I started. Why have a Laszlo and do all the work yourself?
Oh, darling.
How was church?
Oh, awful.
Why?
I was horrible to Elizabeth.
Ah. Well, it was bound to come out sometime, I suppose.
Oh, she just got me at a bad moment. Alice was there and, you know, they're all already talking about it. Siobhan, Rory, who's going to have him? And they haven't even got anything to go on yet.
Come on, Mum, you're running ahead.
But I've got to. I've got to try and... Well, I'm thinking about Alice. I mean, think about it, Adam. If the village is buzzing with gossip about the funeral in Ireland, and she suddenly twigs that Brian's over there, and she puts two and two together...
Yeah, why should she?
Well, she...
Look, even if she realises the funeral and Brian are both in Ireland, she's not going to think that's the reason he's away. She's not. She's 18. She's the centre of her universe.
Yes, a universe that's about to be ripped apart.
Yeah, that's not your fault.
Well, that's hardly the point. I've been trying to imagine what it's going to be like when we do tell her. Exactly what she might do.
And?
Oh, she'll be straight on the phone to Debbie and Kate, won't she?
There's a good chance.
Yeah, well, I'm sure of it. Who else is she going to talk to?
Well, me?
Yes, but, you know, her sisters. Well, it's different. And I think they ought to be told before she is and warned that they're likely to get her on the phone.
Right. Well, I don't know how Kate will react, but I can't pretend I won't be relieved when Debbie knows. I feel like I've been avoiding her these past few weeks.
I know.
But it won't be an easy call, the way she reacted before.
I know. But, you know, I think there's a good chance it won't be so awful this time round.
I don't know, Mum.
Well, she's a different person now. She's, you know, when it all came out before, she'd had that big betrayal of her own with Simon.
I suppose so.
And she'll know how important it'll be for her to be there for Alice.
I just think you should be prepared, that's all.
I know it's going to be difficult. But Debbie and Kate, they're older, wiser maybe, and they're going to have to know. It's just a case of when.
So, how are you going to tell them? Are you going to ring them, or are you going to ask Brian to do it?
I don't know. I haven't thought that far. But I'm going to talk to him about it. Just as soon as I can get hold of him.
I appreciate you phoning.
Brian, it's the least I can do. Look, I know it's a bit late in the day to be saying it, but... I'm so sorry about everything.
It's okay.
No. Anyway, I mean, if you want to talk about anything, I mean, you probably don't.
Oh,
but...
David, it's all so... There was just no time, you know. No real time. And when she told me she was ill, everything was so much about Rory. Well, I had to tell Jenny.
Yeah.
Really, all I wanted was to be alone with Siobhan.
Yeah.
And the end, it was all so quick. Well, it wasn't. It painfully slow, but... I mean, she sank so quickly. I always regretted how much I'd hurt her when we broke up. At least I got to tell her.
Right.
I didn't deserve her, David, and I treated her so badly.
Brian.
Treated everyone badly. Siobhan and Jenny.
Brian, look. It's no good thinking like that. I know it doesn't feel like it, but you are incredibly lucky. Mm-hmm. You know, you've still got Jennifer, and she is doing the most amazing thing for you. And for Siobhan.
Yeah, I know.
And you've got to think about Rory. You've got to think... how to help him through this.
I know. I'm not like this with him, honestly. I keep it together for him.
No, of course not.
But the poor little chap, he keeps asking for his mother. And Bridget's insisting he comes to the funeral.
Well, is that a good idea?
No. No, I've said I'm not keen, but it's their way. Got to be a full requiem mass, you see.
Oh, right.
I'm dreading the whole thing.
I take it Jennifer's not going to be there.
No. She did offer, but I've been putting off ringing her. She left me a couple of messages.
Oh, sorry, look, I won't hold you up.
No. It's been good to talk to you, David. Thanks.
Oh. Any time, okay, Brian. I mean it.
Have you talked to Brian yet?
No. I tried him last night, but his phone was off. I left a message asking him to call me.
Right. And you're still happy that telling Debbie and Kate before Alice is the right way to go?
Yes, it's the only way.
Well, let me know when you speak to them. If I end up having to speak to Debbie at some point...
Oh, I'm so sorry, darling. I hate having to ask you to lie.
Well, not lie as such. Anyway, it'll be over soon.
Yes. Oh, and about the farmers' markets, Adam.
Yeah?
Well, I'm fine to carry on doing them, this week anyway.
Well, if you're sure. Thanks, Mum.
I may as well help you out while I can. Once Brian's back and everything, well...
I'm sure there'll be the last thing on your mind.
Yes. Pat's been on at me already about the Wimbledon promotion that she and I usually do. And I've fobbed her off for now.
Okay, I'll do the same.
Oh, and as for the Royal, I see you've had confirmation from the boss at your fine food stand.
Yeah?
Yeah, well, I really don't think... You know, I imagine Rory will be here by then, and well, I can hardly disappear off for days at a time.
Look, don't worry, Mum. I'll sort something out.
Oh, thank you, darling.
Hello, people.
Oh, Alice.
Having a break?
Oh, you need one if you'd been doing complex integration all morning.
It wasn't a criticism.
Anyway, it's bad for you if you work too hard.
Yeah, if you say so.
It is. It's counterproductive. Look at Dad.
What do you mean?
Well, he sent me an email wishing me luck for my exam today. It's not until Wednesday.
Oh, you must have got muddled up with next week.
Yeah, I know. Well, I hope he's concentrating a bit better on this business he's doing. Or he's going to be properly stitched up.
I can't see Brian being stitched up.
Oh, you don't know. He could ruin us. Tell him to be careful, Mum.
Yes, I will.
How much longer is he going to be away for, anyway? He's been gone for ages.
Yeah, well, it's complicated, Alice.
Mm, so everyone keeps telling me.
Oh, I'd better get that.
Right.
Might be him.
Well, tell him what I said.
Yes, I will.
Hey, Alice, I've got a treat for you.
Oh, good.
A free day out at the Royal.
Oh, flogging strawberries, you mean?
Only for a couple of hours.
Oh, hold me back.
All right, I'll pay you.
Yeah, that's more like it. How much?
Depends how many punnets you sell. We got a deal?
Okay. It'll be a start towards my travelling money, I suppose. And your birthday present, if you're lucky.
Look, don't worry about that.
Are you mad? The big 4-0, Adam. Where's the party?
Alice.
Is Ian going to jump out of the cake?
No. I'm paying it down, really.
Why?
Well, just... I've got far too much on at the moment to think about a party.
What is the matter with everyone at the moment? Everyone's so miserable.
Oh, maybe later. But on the actual day, Ian and I are just going to do something on our own.
Yeah, well, that's sweet, I suppose.
Yeah, so if you're after some free drinks, you'll have to try Lillian.
Oh, yeah, it's her birthday soon, isn't it?
Mm, and that's a big one too.
Great. There's someone who throws a proper party.
So there you are. Not a very cheerful picture, I'm afraid.
I didn't really expect you to be. Brian?
Sorry. So I was watching Rory. He's in the garden with Neve.
Right.
He's got this little football goal thing. He likes that. Well, he used to. He's become very withdrawn.
Yes.
And, I don't know how much help we're all being to him. We try, me and Bridget and Neve, but they're still very upset, the two of them. And I...
Yes, yes, I'm sure. Look, Brian, there's something we've got to talk about.
Yes?
Telling Alice. I think we should tell Kate and Debbie first this week.
What?
Well, you see, Alice is bound to ring them, and this way they'll be prepared.
But, Jenny, no, no, absolutely not.
Well, why?
Because, no, we can't do that.
Well, why not? Brian, look, think about it.
No, it's out of the question.
So what will you do when both of them hear it from Alice before us, then?
Well, I...
You see, you haven't given it a moment's thought.
Jenny, please, I'm begging you. Can we please, just handle one thing at a time?
That's what I'm trying to do, Brian. And the point is what order we handle them in.
I know, but please, let me get the funeral out of the way. And then I'll come home and like I said, we'll talk about all this then. And we'll tell the girls.
So we will tell Debbie and Kate before Alice. Just not till next week.
I just don't know. I will give it some thought, I promise. But when it comes to it, whenever, however, I know one thing.
What's that?
Well, I don't mind if you tell Kate. But I have to speak to Debbie myself. I've got to make that call.
How was he?
Ryan, in bits. Come on, sunshine. Feeling guilty about Siobhan.
Well, it's inevitable, I suppose.
Yeah. Okay, he'll do.
Come on, you. This way. That.
He says he didn't deserve Siobhan.
He's lucky to have Jennifer.
Well, he did have the grace to say that, sort of.
Oh, come on, what is your problem?
You're not sending off this scraggy lot.
What? Oh, very funny.
Sorry, yeah, they're a nice-looking bunch.
Well, it's high praise from you, Adam.
Yeah, Mr. Hassett Hills. Is that the latest targets you've got there for us?
Yup, shall I put them down here?
Thanks, we'll have a look later.
So, how are things with you?
On the farm?
Yeah.
Well, hectic. Yeah, we're selling strawberries as fast as we can pick them.
Oh, good. And, you're coping without Brian?
Why, is he away?
Fair enough.
I thought I'd have a look at your barley, if that's okay. And the first wheats?
Yeah, feel free.
Right.
We had a walk round at the weekend, didn't we, love?
Yeah, the wheat's looking especially good.
Great, even after all that quinoxifen.
Yeah, you must have timed it right for once.
Well, I won't hang about. I've got to get to the estate after this.
Okay. Bye, then.
Bye.
Bye. That was awkward.
What else can we do?
He obviously knows.
Well, yeah.
I hate all this furtive stuff.
We've got no choice.
I'll be glad when it's out in the open and we can all talk about it properly.
Me too.
I hate secrets. I always have.
And how's Amy coping?
She's fine now she's got biology out of the way. That was the one she was really dreading.
She's just got English to come now, has she?
Yeah, what a doss. Why did I have to choose such difficult subjects?
Well, as long as they get you where you want to go, Alice.
Well, I've got to get the grades first.
Yes, but you're working so hard.
Still, I'll be glad when it's all over.
Hiya.
Oh, hello, darling. Do you want some lunch?
Oh, no thanks, Mum. I wouldn't mind a coffee, though, if you're making some.
I was just about to. Do you want some, Alice?
No thanks. I'm going to take some fruit and get back to it, OK?
Yeah, of course, darling.
All right, see you later.
See you. By the way, Alice was asking about my birthday.
Oh, was she?
Yeah, was I having a party, etc., etc. I've told her no.
Oh, but Adam...
Well, it's hardly the right time.
But it's your 40th, and we should be doing something special.
To be honest, I've got rather mixed feelings about it anyway.
Have you, or are you just saying that?
No, really. Anyway, Mum, the story is maybe a celebration later in the year.
You know, Rory hasn't even arrived yet and everything's changing.
I really don't mind.
Well, I do.
Was it Brian on the phone?
Yes.
And?
He doesn't want me to say anything. Not this week, anyway.
What?
Well, he was totally against it.
It's not just his decision, though, is it?
No, but... You said yourself that it's going to be a tough call. We don't know how either of them will react.
But the longer we leave it, the harder it gets.
I know. But I suppose if we let Alice have this big celebration after Amy's last exam next week, and then we tell her...
You still have time to get to Debbie and Kate beforehand?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, as long as you make sure you do.
Adam?
Oh, I'm sorry, Mum, sorry. I didn't mean to put you under more pressure.
It's not you who's putting me under pressure.
At least he's agreed in principle.
I don't know what we've agreed. To be honest, I don't think he's really taking anything in.
I see.
Ambridge doesn't exist for him at the moment. We don't exist. He's so wrapped up in this Dublin stuff.
Oh, Mum, I'm so sorry. It's all so hard for you.
I'm here. My husband's hundreds of miles away, grieving for his mistress. How am I supposed to deal with that?
That was great, Ailey. Thanks a lot.
Oh, good. It's nice to have a civilised breakfast once in a while.
Oh, yeah,
too right. Can you believe me and Ailey have actually managed to get a day off together?
It's a miracle, isn't it?
The trouble is, I could get a bit too used to these late starts.
Oh, I don't know how I used to do a milk round every single day.
At last, the reason why Jazza was put on the planet.
Oh, come on, Roy. He's been a godsend.
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
He's not such a bad lad these days.
Oh, it's meeting Toya, isn't it? It slowed him down.
Oh, no, that's all over.
Is it?
He's got some new girl now.
Oh, another customer?
Daughter of, yeah.
God, what is it about being a milkman? I always thought it was a myth, you know, 70s sitcom stuff.
Yeah, Benny Hill, wasn't it? Yeah, the woman on the doorstep and the little nightie when he comes to collect the milk money.
I don't know, it's no good asking me. I'd better go off to Grange Farm.
Okay.
Oh, Mike, I meant to ask you, can you get Thieves from the bus this afternoon?
Sorry, we're looking at houses.
It's a bit tricky today, that's all.
Don't worry, if it's a problem, she can always go home with Molly.
Yeah, that'd be better if you don't mind. I've got something on, and tomorrow, actually.
Oh, okay, no problem.
Right, I'll see you later.
Yeah, bye, Dad.
Well, well.
Well, well, what?
That was a bit funny, wasn't it?
What?
Roy, I've got something on, and tomorrow. Like what?
I don't know. Probably going fishing or something.
I mean, he has been out more lately. Afternoons, evenings.
I suppose he has a bit, but thought it was just the lighter nights. Mm. You always feel like doing a bit more.
Yeah, but something Eddie said as well, about Mike having a spring in his step.
What?
I didn't think anything of it.
What are you saying?
He seemed a bit embarrassed, didn't he, when we were talking about milkmen and the conquest.
Today, hang on. You don't think... No.
Mm-hmm. Maybe he's seeing someone.
For Matt's benefit, certainly not.
Oh, I'm sorry, Lillian. I thought perhaps you were having a special night out.
Oh, no, not at all. He's away till Thursday.
Oh, I see.
In fact, I'm planning a couple of quiet evenings very much at home.
Well, good for you. Why shouldn't you have a pamper day just for yourself?
My thoughts entirely, Caroline. Though, I didn't intend to be by myself. I did try to persuade Jenny to come with me.
Oh, yes.
She looked as though she could do with a nice de-stressing massage, but she turned me down.
Is Brian still away?
In Ireland, yes. Won't be back till next week now. I think she'd be relieved.
Well?
Perhaps he's been stolen away by the leprechauns. I wouldn't pay the ransom, I can tell you.
I'm sorry to be late back, Caroline. Morning, Lillian.
Morning, Linda.
I was showing Ryan a few more of Robert's photos of Salieri.
More?
Only a dozen or so. Would you like to have a look?
Go on. I haven't seen him yet.
Right. There. That's him with Constanza.
What a poppin.
And again. And here he is having a drink. And from slightly closer. Different angle. Oh, dear, that's not a very good one of me.
The proud grandma.
Oh, very much so. Oh, and here he is with Wolfgang. He does love to tease his daddy.
Linda, if you don't mind, perhaps another time.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Lillian's here all day. She's having some beauty treatments.
Oh, yes, of course. I'll come and find you later, Lillian.
Well, don't worry, Linda. I think I've got the idea.
Oh, very well.
Right, well, I think I'd better get over to the health club and let them look at me. God knows those poor girls have got their work cut out with me these days.
Nonsense.
Oh, it's no good pretending, darling. Especially not now I'm staring 60 in the face.
Are you?
Next month. Dreadful prospect, isn't it? But I shan't let it get me down.
Well, no. It's the new 40, after all.
Well, the new 20, if I've got anything to do with it. Actually, didn't Jenny say, you've just been 60, haven't you, Linda?
Well, yes, as a matter of fact.
Well, there's nothing to be coy about, darling. Caroline can't sack you.
I know.
Unless you're thinking of going part-time, now you've got your own B&B.
Oh, no. There's no question of it impinging on my work here. It's Robert's enterprise, really.
Oh. When did you open?
We are open.
Really?
We put up a sign at the weekend.
Well, there you are, then. Fully feng shuied and allergy-friendly, I believe.
Yes, that's right.
Oh, well, all that and a baby llama. Your bookings are going to go into free fall, Caroline.
So, that's 10 gallons of milk ripening nicely into cheese as we speak.
When's it going to be ready?
Oh, you're worse than I am. Helen's always telling me off for being too impatient.
Well, I'm hoping to get my hands on some. That sample you gave me made a lovely cheese on toast.
It's going to be a couple of months, I'm afraid. And then I don't know how much I can spare. Helen suggested I go along to the Royal with her.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, she's got some time on the Borsetshire Fine Food Stall. And she wondered if I'd like to join her.
Well, I'm giving out freebies.
Leaflets, anyway. No product yet.
Oh, no, of course not.
Making contacts, mainly. You know, other sellers, deli owners and the like. Useful marketing.
Yeah, right. Well, like I say, when it comes to doling out the freebies, don't forget who your friends are.
Yeah, I won't, don't you worry.
Oliver?
Oh, in here, darling.
I won't come in. I haven't got time to scrub up. Afternoon, Mike.
Oh, Caroline.
I left the stuff for my meeting with the tourist board here. They're coming at 4.
Do you want me there?
No, it's fine. How did your cheese making go?
I've just been telling Mike. Great.
Yeah, and he's off to the Royal, obnobbing with the great and good.
Really?
Leafleting in the food hall.
Super.
Yeah, mind you.
What?
If you're getting leaflets printed, you're going to need to decide what to call it, ain't you?
Yeah, that's a point.
We haven't talked about a name.
No. Well, I was so busy getting something that was actually palatable.
You better think of one quick, haven't you?
Yes, I had. Well, before the Royal, anyway.
Well, yes. Number 5 might have worked for a perfume, but I don't see it catching on for a cheese somehow.
I thought we'd seen all the dumps there were to see in Felpisham.
Me too.
3 bedrooms, don't think so.
The airing cupboard was bigger. And when the agent said you could knock through...
Yeah, the whole house would fall down the state it's in.
Scary what you can do with computers. I mean, how else could they get a picture of the front of it and cut off the boarded up one next door? Come on. Oh, let's go.
Yeah. As far away as possible. You agree, though, don't you, Roy? I mean, there's no point us getting a 2-bedroom place, is there?
No, of course not.
Yeah, not one...
But Hayley, we've said all this. 3 bedrooms. You and me and Phoebes and... Junior, when it happens.
Just checking. Not that it is happening.
It's not 6 months since your laparoscopy yet.
Oh, it's not far off. If nothing happens and we do need IVF, do you think your dad's still up for paying?
Yeah. Why wouldn't he be?
Oh, I don't know. He might be too busy rushing his fancy woman off to Vegas.
Oh, don't. You can't get my head round it. It's only been 18 months.
Well, there's no right time.
Well, there's a wrong time.
Dr. Mike's got to move on.
Already?
It all depends on the individual. Oh, come on, we talked about this.
Well, I wouldn't be ready, that's all I know. If anything happened to you...
What's going to happen to me?
Oh, don't. You know what I mean.
You can never know till it happens. It's not the kind of thing you can predict.
Well, I can. Been bits.
Yeah, and you'd have to put yourself together again. Phoebe, and... Well, if you've got kids, you have to carry on.
Yeah, I suppose so. But Dad...
Well, maybe, that's just what he's doing. But let's face it, we're going on the whole time about moving out. Maybe he's just making it easier for us.
Well, can you see a difference?
Well, you certainly look very rested, Lillian.
It was bliss, darling. I nearly fell asleep during my massage. Hope I've got enough energy for the rest of the day.
I thought Caroline said you were having a quiet night in.
Well, yes. Yes, I am, but I still have things to do. Oh, these are new.
Yes, I've just put them out. And we'll be mailing out to regular customers, of course.
A summer dinner dance, and on the 8th. How timely.
Should be very popular.
Well, it is with me. Save me having to worry about throwing a party.
Over your 60th?
Yeah, I can let poor old Ian do all the work.
Well, would you like to reserve some tickets?
Well, good idea. Now, let's see. Will 2 tables be enough?
Only 2 tables?
There's Mum, Jack, me, Matt, Jenny and Brian.
6.
Pat and Tony, James, if he comes. Now, will he be a plus one? Hard to say. Adam, of course. Helen, maybe.
That's 10, maybe 12.
Shortmans, Jane and Jerry. Yeah, 2 tables, definitely. I'll let you know if it grows any more.
Marvellous. What a good start to sales.
I hope you're on commission.
Certainly not. It's a team effort at Grey Gables.
Ooh, Caroline's not daft.
Afternoon, Linda.
Lillian.
Oh, Oliver, just what my day needs, a strapping chap.
Oh, well, I do try. Is Caroline about, Linda?
She's still in her meeting with the tourist board, I'm afraid.
Ah, well, perhaps I'll join them. But first, can I try an idea on you two?
No, it depends.
Name that cheese.
Oh, is it a game show?
Not quite. No, it's a competition for the village website. Do you think that'll be allowed, Linda?
Well, I can't see any reason why not, in principle, but you
must... This is for the cheese Helen's making for you.
Yes, that's right. Otherwise, I'll be handing out leaflets at the Royal, calling it Cheese Batch 3 or something like that.
Ooh, sounds a bit communist blob.
It does, rather. Anyway, I thought a competition would sort of, you know, gee up local awareness. Be great for publicity as well. So, do I speak to you or Jennifer, Linda, about getting details up on the site?
Well, Jennifer, really. But, Oliver, I hope you don't think I'm being negative, but I can't counsel strongly enough against it.
Why?
If you'd had the experience I've just had with the book at the back of the church intended to record people's wildlife observations...
Jenny said there'd been some interesting sightings. Everything from the Great White Shark to Shergar.
Not to mention a string of celebrity visitors, Brad Pitt and Britney Spears, on the same day.
Well, perhaps they were looking for Elvis.
Well, I'm glad you find it funny. Of course, if you're prepared to put up with time wasters.
Well, there's bound to be an element of that.
Yeah, it's only a bit of fun. You're asking for it with cheese names. Stinky Socks, Trainer Track.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't mind a wacky name. I mean, it hasn't done Stinking Bishop any harm.
Well, it's entirely up to you. I've said my piece.
Yes, and I appreciate what you've been up against with the churchyard, Linda. It must be very dispiriting for you.
Oh, well, one rises above these things, you know.
Yes. Well, at least she's got Salieri to compensate. Have you seen the latest photos, Oliver?
Oh,
they're divine, darling. Do show him, Linda.
Well, all right. Robert only took these yesterday.
Lovely.
Well, must go. Enjoy, Oliver.
Why do women always have to keep you waiting, even when it's your sister?
Hope you're not expecting an answer to that.
Not really. While you're here, Sid, what's the lowdown on the Netherborn team?
Well, I'm going to give everyone a full debrief at Nets, but I can give you the highlights if you like.
Go on.
Well, they're not the youngest team in the county.
Good.
So they haven't got the pace of Paxley, for instance. But, on the other hand, there's no one who can't use a bat.
What, right down the order?
Yeah. Even the 7th, 8th man. Very useful.
That's a pity. That's what they must have been working on. So, where does that leave us for selection on Sunday?
Yeah. I thought you might be edging around to that.
It's a fair question.
Off the record?
No, on the record.
You've got no worries. You know that.
Great. Well, I thought. But, you know, you always wonder.
Yeah. You, Adam, Tom.
Hiya.
Oh, at last.
Afternoon. Yeah, you're dead set.
Who is?
Tom, for the cricket.
No. Me and Tom were talking about this last night. He can't make it this weekend.
What?
We're doing a festival.
You're joking.
No.
You can't. He can't.
Can't you do it on your own?
I don't think so. It's a big gig.
I don't believe it. He'd rather do that.
It's his business, Sid. He's got to earn a living.
Oh, typical Tom. Profit over cricket.
I've got to get this sorted out.
Well, he won't change his mind.
Yeah, we'll see about that.
Better not.
Look, Bren... I don't think you realise.
Oh, I do, actually. I realise you'll keep me here all day going on about it. I've got to get to Jack's. So what's with all this? I've got to see you.
Well, it's Dad.
What? Is he all right?
No. Well, I think he's seeing someone. A woman.
Home Farm.
Hi, Mum.
Oh, Kate!
Good time, or are you busy?
No, not really. I was just putting up a cheese naming competition on the website.
What? No, don't explain. It could only be Ambridge.
How are you, darling?
Fine, thanks. Enormous.
You've got a bit of time to go yet.
I know. It's just as well. We're so disorganised. We've still got to get all the baby stuff out.
Yes, you better.
And it's going to be weird, all that stuff around again. I mean, you forget, don't you?
Yes, suppose you do.
Oh, it's sweet, though. Their special little plates and mugs and those dinky steps so they can reach the loo.
Yes.
The tears, the tantrums, and that's just me and Lucas. and childproofing everything and worrying about them falling in the swimming pool.
The pool. Oh, God, that's another thing.
What?
Oh, nothing, darling.
Well, don't worry, we'll get it all under control. Mum, you still there?
Oh, Kate.
Mum, are you okay?
No, not really. Oh, darling. Oh, I'm so sorry. But I think there's something I need to tell you.
I don't know what your problem is. I think it's great.
Brenda?
It's good for Dad.
Mum's only been dead 18 months.
Yep, which is a long time to be on your own. You should be happy for him.
Happy? It's all right for you. You won't have to be there when he brings her home. Sit and watch him holding hands or whatever.
Nor will you when you and Hayley find somewhere else. That's what he's facing up to, Roy, an empty house.
Here we are.
I mean, that's what Hayley said.
Well, she's right, be fair.
Knives and forks.
You've got Hayley, I've got Tom. Why should Dad spend the rest of his life on his own in front of the telly?
Are you all right there, Sid?
Yes, sorry.
Did you want something?
No. Well, maybe. I mean, do I get the impression that Mike has a new lady in his life?
Maybe. If he has, it's got nothing to do with anyone else, has it?
So, it's true then.
What do you mean? What do you know about it?
Well, he's the talk of the pub, that's all.
Is it?
No, Eddie and Bert.
What exactly are they saying?
Just that he's taking a bit of a risk, isn't he?
A risk?
Yeah, with her. He's playing with fire, I'd say. Especially if Crawford finds out.
Matt Crawford? What's it got to do with him?
He's not going to like it. Does live with Lillian, doesn't he?
What? You can't be serious. Lillian!
I'm sorry, darling. I know it's a lot to take in. I'm sorry to tell you now.
Mum, please don't feel sorry for me. You're the one to feel sorry for.
Well, what else could I do this day?
I can't believe he expects you to do it at all. My opinion of my father's never been that high, but...
Oh, Kate.
I'm sorry.
You've taken it very calmly, Kate, I must say.
Oh, Mum, what's the point? I think I've always known deep down what he was like.
Have you really?
All those years at Pony Club watching him flirt with Mandy Beesborough and the rest. But he's been bloody careless this time.
That's one way of putting it.
And now you've got to deal with the fallout again. You better tell me who knows what. Adam, I presume, as he's there.
Yeah, Adam knows, yes. But Debbie and Alice know nothing about Rory coming. Alice knows nothing at all. And neither can be told till after the funeral. So please, please, Kate, if you're speaking to them, don't say a word.
Okay, fine.
Sorry, darling.
Oh, Mum, stop it. I'm sorry there's no more I can do from over here, but I'm on the end of the phone if you need me.
You're not eating.
Don't know how you can. Lillian Bellamy and Dad.
I don't believe it.
It's common knowledge. You heard Sid, they're all talking about it.
Well, they got it wrong. You can't see Dad falling for someone like her, can you?
They don't fall for her, Roy. She pushes them over and eats them alive.
But she's living with Matt.
She's a total old slapper. That wouldn't stop her. She's like that spider that sucks men in.
No. I mean, never in a million years. Not Dad.
Tell me this, then. Why is it such a big secret? Unless it's someone totally unsuitable like her.
Well, it's not a secret. It's all round the pub.
Well, Dad's not broadcasting it, though, is he? He knows I'd go berserk for a start. Lillian, it's gross.
I still don't believe it.
Well, you better talk to him, then. Find out for sure.
It's in a couple of cool boxes in the shade.
Thanks, Mum. They'll really appreciate it.
There's elderflower cordial and sparkling water and some homemade lemonade.
You've not been making lemonade.
I wanted something to do. You'll never guess what I've done, Adam.
What?
I've only gone and told Kate.
Well, how did that happen?
Well, I don't know. I didn't mean to. She rang me.
Is she okay?
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with the baby or anything.
Except now her blood pressure's gone through the roof.
Well, I hope not. We were talking about the baby and she was saying what a disruption they are and, You know, I suddenly thought about all the things that we're going to have to adapt for Rory, and well, I don't know, it all just came out.
How did she take it?
Well, surprisingly calmly.
Good old Kate. Never one for the conventional response.
No. Well, I can understand, in a way. It must all seem so far away to her. Literally. I mean, her life's in South Africa now, not here.
Yeah. She doesn't want to get involved, then? She's not going to tell Alice?
No, no, absolutely not. I've sworn her to secrecy.
Good.
She's got enough to think about. She's having a baby in a few weeks.
Yeah. That's another excuse, I suppose.
Excuse?
Well, for not getting involved.
Adam?
You'll have to tell Brian, I suppose, that you told her.
Yes.
Well, don't go apologising. It's his mess. He should be sorting it out.
Evening.
Hi, Dad.
Is Ailey not doing the ends tonight?
No, she's taking Phoebe to that film.
Oh, yeah, that thing of Kathy's down the village hall. Yeah, Phoebe's were looking forward to that, wasn't she?
Dancing penguins or something. Surprised you didn't want to go.
What, for the film? That's for kids, isn't it?
Oh, but... No, you had something to do.
Yeah, that's right.
Go all right, did it?
Yeah. Well, I'd best get on. I think I'll have a bath.
But, Dad...
Yeah?
Don't quite know how to put this, so I'm just going to come right out and say it.
All right.
There seems to be talk in the village that you're seeing someone. Lillian.
What?
Yeah. I know it's crazy, but... Yeah, I just wondered.
Ambridge, eh? What did you do with him? Has the immersion been on?
Hey?
For me bath? Yeah? Oh, great. Well, see ya.
Dad? Yeah, and you lot can shut up at all. Come on, Bren. Pick it up.
Hi, have you asked him?
Yeah.
And?
Well, it was weird. So I thought he'd laugh or be offended, but... Well, I think Eddie could be right.
The coffin's taken to the church tomorrow about 6. And there's a short service, and Bridget's going to stay all night.
I see.
I know. I've tried again to say I don't think Rory should be at the actual funeral, but it's no good.
Right. When do Elizabeth and Nigel arrive?
Oh, tomorrow about 4. I'm going to meet them at the airport.
Oh, yeah?
I'll be glad to have something concrete to do. The waiting's unbearable.
Yes. How is Rory?
He's just not interested in anything. None of his toys. And he's not eating either. Been out today trying to find proper German bratwurst, see if that made any difference.
Brian, I've told Kate.
You what?
I couldn't help it. She rang and it just came out.
Jenny, I asked you.
Well, I tried. I didn't intend it to happen.
Oh, well, that's blown everything now.
Well, no, it hasn't. She's promised she's not going to say anything.
Well, did you have to?
Look, you're not the only one who's having a long week. You want to try being here. I'm trying to keep things normal for Alice. Terrified the whole time that she'll connect you being away with the gossip about the funeral. And and her exam today went fine. Thank you for asking.
Oh, God, Jenny, I'm sorry. I'm sorry about all of it. And Alice, I'll call her tonight.
Well, you'd better.
I will.
I think you've forgotten you've got a family in England.
I haven't. Really. I'm so sorry. I expect far too much of you. All this is my fault.
Oh, don't start all that make-it-up-to-me stuff.
As if I ever could. Everything you've done for me, it'd be absurd.
Look, I've got to go. You should get Alice if you try now.
I will, straight away.
And I don't suppose I'll be hearing from you now until it's over. No, it's all right. I don't think I want to.
What's it worth?
Oh, come on, give it to me.
You could scrape the yard every day this winter.
It's my printout too.
Oh, Biff. I know. Both milkings on Christmas Day and New Year's
give
Day.
Give it here.
Yes, do you want it?
Were you born annoying or did you just grow up
go
that
on,
way?
Go on, Biff, go on. Good boy.
Let's have a look.
What days did Eddie milk last week?
Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
can't be right.
Well, the overall yield's a bit down.
Yeah, because on the 2 days I was there helping him, the yield's flat. It's pretty much the same as the days I do the milking.
So you actually neutralised the eddy effect.
Oh, David!
Oh, well, there's nothing we can do except be grateful for the extra he gets. It's not like the yield isn't perfectly acceptable the rest of the time.
Acceptable? Is that the best you can see?
Well, you know what I mean.
You're trying to make me feel better, David. You're not doing a very good job.
Hi, Eddie.
Afternoon. Your Tom's in trouble, ain't he?
Is he?
Well, because he can't play in the cricket.
What?
Yeah, it's all right. They've lined up that Zach instead.
Oh, is he getting a game?
But the way Sid's carrying on, he's talking about taking Tom's sausages off the menu.
Well, that would be pretty pointless. They're really popular.
Yeah, I know. I left him and Jolene having a right ding-dong. Mm. Here, Ruth, I meant to ask you, any news on that hygiene inspection?
Sorry?
You said you were due one.
Oh, that, yeah.
We haven't heard any more about it, have we, love?
No.
Oh, well, let's hope they've forgotten about us, eh?
Yeah.
This is their flight, Rory, so you keep a good lookout.
That man's got a guitar.
Oh, so he has.
He's come to do some singing.
Yeah, I expect so.
There's lots of people.
That's right. Oh, there they are.
Elizabeth, hello. Nigel.
Hello, Brian. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, hello, Rory. Have you got a kiss for me? Hey. Ooh, it's lovely to see you.
Nigel, good to see you.
Brian. And who's this? Hello, Rory. I'm Nigel. You won't remember me. Have you been doing a bit of plane spotting?
Well, we certainly have, haven't we? We came early and we saw 3 planes take off, didn't we?
They were huge.
Were they? I bet they didn't go as high as you can when I picked you up. Hey! Did they? Hey.
Nigel, don't get him overexcited.
No, it's just what he needs. Oh, Elizabeth, I'm so glad you're both here.
Cup of tea for you, Eddie.
Oh, great.
Well, I was having one, sir.
Hang on, I'll just turn off the music.
Oh, don't for me.
Oh. You don't mind, do you?
No, not at all. It's great.
Oh. Well, I like a bit of music when I'm working. It helps the job go quicker.
Yeah.
You like Johnny Cash, do you?
Well, it's not really my sort of music, but yeah.
He had a great voice. Did you see that film about him?
No, we didn't.
Oh, talk about rock and roll lifestyle.
Right. Eddie, do you often bring your CD player into milking?
Most days, it's always in the van. What?
Oh, just asking.
It's one away from the cows. There ain't no hygiene risk.
No, I can see that.
David, are you and Ruth checking up on me?
No. It's just... Ruth never mentioned it when she helped last week.
Well, that's because it wasn't on me.
Oh?
Monday, I forgot it, because I'd been home all day, and Wednesday...
Yeah?
Well, I thought it might seem a bit rude if she wanted to talk, like.
Oh, she wouldn't have minded.
Really?
No, and the cows don't seem to object. Far from it, in fact.
Is your ice cream good, Rory?
I think we'll take that as a yes.
It's the best he's eaten all week.
Sorry, Nigel, you were saying? It doesn't matter.
No, go on. No, your gazebo.
Just that it's going to be rustic in style. Well, it'll have to be, really. It won't be too perfect with me working on it.
Well, it sounds quite a project.
Yes, it'll take a couple of months, I should think.
All gone.
Oh, well done.
Yes. And if there was a competition to see who could get most chocolate round their mouth, you'd be a runaway winner.
Yes. Has he got a napkin?
I think he's going to need a proper wash.
Right.
It's all right, Brian, I'll take him.
Oh, well, thanks. Now you go off with Nigel, there's a good boy.
Yeah, come on, Rory. Let's go and wash that face.
The toilet's too here.
Yeah, jolly good. But just lead the way.
He seemed to enjoy that.
Yes. Yeah. Not nutritionally perfect, but anyway.
Poor you. You must be shattered.
Oh, Elizabeth, he's trying to keep up a front for Rory, that's the worst part.
Yes.
He's in a world of his own a lot of the time. Bridget's in hers.
Well, she was certainly in a state when I left.
She's not much better now. Apart from anything else, I think she's punishing herself for falling out with Siobhan when she split up with Tim.
It's understandable.
And Father Michael came round. He's going to give the address at the funeral.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I don't think she wanted me to sit in on what's to be said.
Well, maybe she needs to deal with it on her own.
Maybe. Anyway, the funeral's an even bigger deal than usual. Rory's going to be sitting with her in need, by the way.
Oh, I see.
And they took him out and bought him some long trousers and a white shirt and a tie and a bit of elastic.
Brian.
I'm dreading it. Tim and Janet are coming for a start.
Yeah, I thought they might.
The last time I saw Tim, he sucked me on the jaw.
I'm sure that won't happen this time.
Well, let's hope not. It all starts this evening, you know.
Does it?
The coffin's received into church by the priest. And then it's there all night.
I see.
Bridget intended to stay the entire night. But, I mean, essentially, you can go in any time and spend as long as you like.
Really? Sounds like a nice thing to do.
You think so?
Yes. Maybe Nigel and I might go.
Oh, here you are. Been looking all over.
I'm trying to find out about our SFP.
For which year?
I haven't got that far. Still hanging on. Oh, I give up. I'll try again tomorrow.
Okay. Anyway, I've got some good news.
Oh, yeah?
I think I've cracked the mystery of the milk yields.
How come?
Well, actually, I am surprised that you didn't notice.
What?
Well, maybe he didn't do it in front of you.
What does he do?
Well, it's the way that he approaches the cows. It's from the side, sort of crab-like.
Crab-like?
Yeah, like this, you know, like a crab.
And you think... So, what, do the clusters go on at a different angle or something?
Well, who knows? You know, maybe the cows just appreciate an indirect approach.
I wasn't doing that when I was there.
Well, which is why, on those days, there was no difference in yield.
I've got to see this. Is he still there?
Yeah, but I wouldn't disturb him, because afterwards he does magic tricks for all the cows to say thank you for the milk.
What? David, it's not funny!
It is. Should have seen your face.
You're worse than Josh. So you haven't solved it?
No, I have, actually. He's been playing them his country and western CDs. He's got this beat-up stereo in there. It just happened that he hadn't got it with him the days that you were there.
So, it's down to the music?
Yeah, well, there's some research, isn't there, says that cows respond to it.
Supposedly,
well,
but...
now we've got the proof. So, if you want to match Eddie's output, you know what to do.
But I can't...
We could shove Pip's old CD player in there. She hardly uses it now. She's got her MP3.
Oh, hang on a minute, Eddie.
Well, you wouldn't mind a bit of music while you work, would you?
No, but... Has it got to be country and western?
I got quite into it. And it burns, burns, burns. Come on, try it. Ring of fire. A ring of fire. And it burns, burns,
burns. This is so strange, Nigel.
Do you wish we hadn't come?
No. I don't know. It just doesn't seem real. Siobhan in that box.
No.
I don't know how Bridget can bear to stay all night on her own.
There's been a few people coming and going. And the priest's still around.
I suppose so. But even so...
It's different for her, isn't it? You get your comfort where you can.
Yes.
And hers is her faith.
I suppose if she really believes Siobhan's gone to a better life.
But don't you...
I don't know. All I can think of is... Well, what a sad waste of a life she had here.
Darling, is that what you really think?
Well, her marriage broke up. And Brian left her. And things didn't work out with Dieter. And then she got ill.
She had Rory.
Yes, thank God.
You're making it sound as if... Well, she had plenty of happy times as well. You had some pretty good times together.
Things went a bit sour for a while, though, didn't they?
But you made it up. And you've got some fabulous memories of her.
I know.
That's how you've got to remember her. It's how she'd want you to remember her.
Yes.
You can still be a good friend to her. We both can. When Rory's in Ambridge, you can be the best godmother ever.
Won't be hard. He's such a sweet little thing.
He'd be like a little brother for Freddie and Lily, running about at Lower Loxley, exploring the gardens.
I hope so.
Getting into all sorts of scrapes. And it'll be a huge help to Brian and Jennifer, too.
If she ever lets him come and see us the way she feels about me...
Of course she will. She's not going to deny Rory anything that'll do him good. He'll have a lovely life. And you'll be there for him, just like Siobhan wanted.
You're very wise, Nigel, all of a sudden.
Do you think so?
I do.
I think, with Uncle Rupert and everything, I've been thinking a lot about dying.
Oh, darling.
Not in a morbid way. They've gone, haven't they? You can't unwind the past, much as you'd like to.
No.
But you can use it to shape what you do in the future.
I do love you.
I love you too.
Thank you so much for coming with me.
That's all right.
Not a very nice way to spend your birthday.
I'll have other birthdays.
Yes. Shall we go?
Are you ready to?
Yes. Ben, you're right. I'm glad I came. I'm glad we got a chance to say goodbye.
Part of her will always be around, Lizzie. There's so much of Siobhan in Rory. That sparkle. That's never going to go away.
Hello, Rory.
Daddy.
Oh, you got your cars out. That's good.
Granny said I have to play nicely.
No, she doesn't want you to mess up your smart new clothes.
You got a tie on too.
Yes, we both want to look smart, don't we? For Mummy.
Yes.
Rory, you know what's going to happen today.
We're going to remember her.
That's right. And say goodbye. And you know, people might be a bit sad.
Will you be sad, Daddy?
Yes, very.
Don't worry, it's all right.
Rory.
I don't think I'll be sad.
No?
I get to go in a big car, really big.
Oh, Rory.
This stupid printer. If you ask it to print double-sided, it prints everything on top of each other. Look.
Oh, dear, look. Well, not to worry.
Mum, I need this now.
Oh, darling.
This stupid machine.
Oh, shush, shush, shush. Oh, come on, Alice.
Mum.
Darling, there.
I've been trying to make it work for ages and it just...
Oh, sweetheart, look, you mustn't get yourself in a state about silly little things.
It's not just a printer. I'm going to fail this exam. I know I am, and I probably failed all the others as well.
Oh, Alice.
It's true. It's all a total waste of time.
No, darling, that is simply not true.
It is. Mum, what am I going to do?
You don't think it's going to rain, do you?
It doesn't look too promising.
It's all we need, everyone getting soaked at the graveside.
Might hold off if we're lucky.
Let's hope so. It's a miserable enough birthday for you as it is.
Lizzie, I've told you a million times. I don't mind.
I know. Here's Brian.
Morning, Brian.
Morning.
Hello. Have you been to the house?
Yes. Yeah, I wanted to see Rory.
How is he?
Looking forward to his ride in a really big car.
Oh.
I don't think he's got a clue. I can't expect him to have. Feels pretty unreal to me.
I know what you mean.
Did you come last night to the church?
Yes, we did.
Was it okay?
I mean, it felt very strange at first, but after a bit, I did find it quite comforting in the end.
Oh, did you? Well, good.
Bridget must be exhausted.
She was having a lie down when I was there. But she's been awake for over 24 hours. It's not the best time of the day.
Here's the car. Look, we'd better go in.
No, I've got to see Rory. See, he's all right.
Well, there he is. He's got Mousy with him.
I just want to hold him.
Brian, come on. Let's get inside.
Darling, there is no way you're going to fail.
You say that.
You're not.
You don't know how I've done in the other papers. Nor do I. You can't tell.
Alice, listen to me. I know it's stressful, but think about it. You worked so hard all year.
Maybe.
You have. And unless something's gone very wrong, you're going to get your grades and more.
Mum, don't say that. What if I let you down?
Oh, whatever grade you get, you won't be letting anybody down. Oh, don't be so silly.
Dad'll be furious. He never wanted me to leave St. Margaret's.
Oh, darling.
He didn't. He went on and on about it.
But he's seen how hard you've been working. And whatever happens, he won't be furious, I promise you that.
You tell me college was a waste of time.
Well, that doesn't matter now. We both love you, Alice. Whatever happens, eh? Now, don't forget that. And as long as you're happy, that's all we care about.
Into your hands, Father of Mercies, we commend our sister Siobhan, in the sure and certain hope that, together with all who have died in Christ...
There's Rory. Can you see him?
She will rise with him.
He's sitting on the floor in the aisle. Bridget must have let him go.
We give you thanks for the blessing...
He's got Mousy.
...which you bestowed upon Siobhan.
So good.
Yes.
They are signs to us of your goodness and of our
fellowship. He's sucking his thumb.
Elizabeth. Hey, come on, Brian. Come on. Nearly there.
You better now.
Yeah. Thanks, Mum.
Anyway, there was a reason I came up here.
Was there?
Yes. This has come for you.
For me?
Mm-hmm. Special delivery.
It's from Dad.
Yes.
Oh, Mum. Look, earrings. Oh, they're gorgeous.
Oh, look. Four-leaf clovers.
He says the stone in the middle's a peridot. Is that how you say it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so.
They're to bring me luck on Monday. Oh, that's so nice of him.
There you are, then. I told you.
I know. I'm going to ring him.
Oh, not this morning, Alice. I know he's actually rather busy.
Okay, I'll text him.
Oh, yes, that's a better idea. Now, look, have a break from revising today.
Oh, I don't know. I've still got so much to do.
No, Alice, now. Alice, I am not asking you. I am telling you. You're exhausted.
Oh.
Come on, I've got to check the riding course and the fishing lake. We could take a picnic. And I'm not taking no for an answer.
Because God has chosen to call our sister Siobhan from this to himself, we commit her body to the earth. For we are dust, and unto dust we shall return. But the Lord Jesus Christ will change our mortal bodies to be like his in glory. For he is risen, the firstborn from the dead.
Look at Rory, what's he going to make of it all?
He's taking it all in.
Do you want one of these, Brian?
What?
For later. Do you want to throw a rose?
I have one anyway.
Daddy!
Rory. Oh, good boy. Oh, you've been so good. Come on. You stay with me now.
So let us commend our sister to the Lord, that the Lord may embrace her in peace and raise up her body on the last day. Eternal rest grant unto her, O Lord, and let perpetual life shine upon her. May her soul and the souls of all the faithful departed, the mercy of God, rest in peace. May Almighty God bless you, Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Bye, Siobhan.
God bless you.
Why are they throwing the flowers away?
They're not throwing them away, Rory.
They're for Mummy.
Mummy loves flowers.
Yes, she did.
Is it the party now?
Granny said everyone was coming back, did she?
Will Mummy be there?
Elizabeth, can you take him for a moment?
Of course.
I just need a little time alone.
Oh, I needed this. Good idea, Mum.
Let me know when you're ready to eat.
It's nice just laying here. I'm going to miss all this.
When you're away.
I'm so lucky I grew up here.
You spend half your life moaning about how boring it is.
I know, but it's so lovely and everyone I love's here.
Oh.
You and Dad, Phoebe, my friends, Tolly and Spearmint. I mean, I'm really excited to go to South Africa, but...
You won't spare us a thought once you get there.
I will. Lots. I must bring Kate. I haven't spoken to her for ages. I hope she still wants me.
Yeah, of course she does.
Well, I'll give her a call over the weekend.
Well, darling, why don't you leave it till after your exams have finished and then you can think of anything you want to ask her and have a proper chat.
Well, it's not like it's the last time I'll be speaking to her before I go.
No, but I think she and Lucas are away this weekend, actually.
Oh, okay then. I suppose a few days won't make any difference.
No.
Roll on Monday.
That's right. Soon be over.
You've been such a star, Mum.
Me?
Yeah, coping with my moods.
Well, you've been very good.
Most of the time.
You're entitled to the odd blip.
All the stuff you do for me, making me lovely food and letting me send you off into Borchester for pens and books and stuff. I couldn't have done it without you.
That's what I'm here for.
You've had to do it all on your own. When's Dad back?
Monday.
Oh, perfect. Before I go out, we can celebrate, just the three of us.
Yes.
Don't tell him, but I've really quite missed him, even if he is a grumpy old thing.
Really?
Tutting about my music and coming out with his so-called witty remarks. I love him, really.
I know you do.
Are you all right, Brian?
Oh, yes. Yes, thanks.
It's a difficult day for you.
Yes. Thanks for what you said about her in church.
Thank you. You know, it's hard sometimes to do a person justice in a few words.
Yeah, that's certainly true of Siobhan.
I have the feeling that the service might not have been as much comfort to you as to some.
Well,
you're not really a religious man, are you, Brian?
No, not really. Not even very spiritual, I'm afraid.
Oh, I'm sure you have your moments.
I did with Siobhan. With her, I could have believed anything was possible.
Well, there you are, then. That's what you have to hang on to. That's her gift to you.
Daddy!
That and, of course, your lovely son.
Yes. Hey there, you.
Well, I'll leave you now in peace.
Oh, thank you. Rory.
Ow, you're squeezing me.
Was that too tight? Oh, sorry.
You haven't thrown your flower.
No, not yet. Look, you get down. That's a good boy. Shall we do it together?
Yes.
Say bye-bye, Mummy. Bye-bye, Mummy. I love you.
I love you.
That's it. And I love you, my darling. Always.
Is it the party now? Is it for her birthday?
No, Rory. No, it's not. And Mummy won't be there, you know. But don't you worry. I'm going to look after you.
And Mousie?
Yes. And Mousie.
The Archers was written by Joanna Toy and the agricultural story editor is Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Kim Greengrass and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.